Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning the kernel processing of corn silage. One of the things as we get toward the end of the season, we usually start to deal with some crops that are a little more mature. We have a lot more starch that's very hard in that kernel. So when this happens, it's really important that we pay attention to kernel processing as we chop it. One of the things that you need to do is you need to probably check the kernel processing that's going on in the silage chopping process about every hour during the day. So what's a simple way to determine how kernel processing is actually going? Well, one of the easiest ways to do that is get a 32-ounce cup. Grab a cup of silage and then spread that cup of silage out on a flat surface. If you find only a couple of kernels that are half or larger, you're probably adequate and actually very ideal. If you have up to four, that's probably okay. When we start to get more than four that are half or whole kernels, that's when we start to have problems. Why is this a concern for us? Well, number one, about 70% of digestible nutrients in corn silage is associated with the grain. So giving the microorganisms in your cow's rumens the ability to get at more of that starch and get at it quicker is very, very important, especially if you're feeding corn silage within the first 90 to 120 days after ensiling. Again, you probably need to check this about every hour throughout the chopping day. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our Kansas dairy farmers to pay attention to the kernel processing of corn silage.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.